This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
The wind-up. Hi, Benny. It's nice to be back.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice. I'm so glad that you had some time to spend tweaking ASU. So, Rick, I wanted to mention something to you as we begin this class. Back in 1982, there was a book published by a guy named Tom Peters. He and Robert Waterman wrote this book. It was called In Search of Excellence. It was a bestseller. It sold a lot of copies in its first 4 years. And it was the definitive book on management. Corporate management. What makes companies, some companies, better than others? And back then, they had names that we'd recognize. IBM was one of them. What made IBM better than Sperry Univac and its competitors? What made McDonald's better than Burger King and Wendy's and all the rest of them at that time? What made Disney better than its competitors, meaning the theme park Disney? And it had to do with paying attention to detail. It really did.
And using real Girl Scouts.
And their cookies, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can't be too serious about things. Management, get a grip. Yeah.
Well,
everything's going to come apart at the seams.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. We are coming apart at the seams.
Good.
So here's what they did. They looked at what made companies really, really good. Now, if you think about it, Sears, Roebuck & Company was the definitive store. It had a catalog that was, 2 inches thick, maybe 2.5 inches thick. They sold everything. You could buy a well pump. You could buy a well pipe. You could buy paint, clothes, washers, dryers. You could even buy a house kit. From Sears, Roebuck & Company. It was the Amazon of its day. I believe that one of the reasons that it failed, of course, was greed, but also they stopped paying attention to the customer and to details. All right, so what Tom Peters talked about, one of the things that he said in his book was that in Disney, the guy that has the white pants and the white shirt with the little broom and the dustbin on a stick, sweeping up cigarette butts and candy wrappers and pieces of paper and trash. He's the guy that got asked the most often, so how do I get to the Magic Kingdom? Where's the Magic Kingdom? Over and over, hundreds of times per day. And he was told that, look, the guy that just asked you where the Magic Kingdom is not the guy that asked you before that and before that. So each one of these people is different. And don't beat them up. Don't beat them up because they ask the same question as other people have asked for years, every day. So they were told to be polite and to be nice to the customers. That's no longer happening. There's a story in Florida. And the story is that at the Miami-Dade airport, there's a woman, I watched the video, and she was kind of annoyed. And she went up to this Florida cop, There were three of them there. And she got in his face and she said, "You're acting like you're white, but you're really black." So it's a black woman telling this, and this is the quote from this black woman to this cop, "You're acting like you're white, but you're really black. What are you going to do?" Now, she was in his face. And what did the cop do? Sucker punched her, knocked her to the ground, and hit her again. Here's where we are. We have lost, this is just one indication of why people are angry. People are losing their minds, like this black woman. She's angry because she either missed her flight or her flight was delayed. One of the two. That's what the story says. So she's angry, and the cop just doesn't take it anymore and just decks her. We have lost our minds. We are not polite anymore. And, Rick, I just wanted to mention that it is not the world of the 1980s where we were way more polite and we were concerned about our customers. I can't see this getting any better anytime soon. Out your way, are you seeing evidence of this kind of behavior?
Yeah, even more. The different generations are becoming more pronounced. You can tell one from the other, and it isn't because I'm getting old.
Okay, so tell us what you mean.
Driving. Okay, that means the value of a war baby was different than a baby boomer. Gen X. And I don't even know what they call the 20-year-olds now. That is not a Gen X anymore. They're more like a, I don't know, are they alien? Do you hear that noise in the background?
I do.
Okay, so I had the field. I'm going to change something just real briefly because I want you to hear that sound. And it's related. I had a field down below me. It was beautiful. And maybe I'm glamping it or something. A pond. Nuked it all down. Put a house on there, a big house with lawn. Now, we're in the country. Up in the hills. We don't do lawns. You know what I mean? This guy is like downtown. Why would he do that? And then his property has a mountain of logs because he's logging this one hill that is completely seared. I mean, I remember a time when hippies used to go hug a tree and stop that nonsense. And this guy's got a big pile. He started at 4:30 this morning.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right, Rick. You're saying that you live in sort of the wilderness in that area.
In the mountains, in Oregon, forest, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and and there's a guy who's cutting down the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of trees. Okay, I absolutely, and he's a new guy, new to the village, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's an excavator, and one of the people put in the housing projects. Things like that. I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, I despise that kind of behavior, and I'll tell you why. Because when we lived in Virginia, our house adjoined my parents' property. So their house was about 700 feet away from our house. Our house was completely surrounded, except for one little bit, by woods. And that little bit was the driveway. So you drove through this area that was woods to get to the house. And our house was peaceful and calm. My parents built their house 700 feet away on a little knoll, and my mom called it High Winds. Her house was so windy, you'd get windburn just being outside. Our house, 700 feet away, was peaceful and calm. And the difference was the trees. And what happened over the years that they lived there, there was all kinds of logging going on. People were cutting down every piece of timber they could find and turning it into logs and power poles and the like. By cutting down the trees, you increase the wind. And it's terrible. I mean, the heating costs go up, the cooling costs go up, everything goes up. The maintenance goes up, the shingles blow off the roof, trash blows everywhere. There were Walmart bags in all the fences, all the barbed wire fences had Walmart bags stuck in them. Walmart bags were stuck in the trees. It was a blight, and it was because of the logging. So I understand what you're saying, and I hate it. I absolutely
so it's
hate
like
it.
It's like the Templar that in the 14th century looking down at this little village sleeping, and he says to this troop, And? Let God sort out his own. The value systems are in conflict with each other in the different generations, just locally, neighbor to neighbor.
Yeah. It's we have neighbors.
I remember when a neighbor came over and welcome to the neighborhood and bring you a baked bread or something, you know, a gift. My neighbor gave me a quart of wood. I couldn't believe it. Split everything. He had a splitter, so it isn't so bad. But, you know, it's, the values are different now, even in the country. And we don't have much country anymore. It's all urban. And that's one of the things that is going to change. Whether you like it or not, we're going to have to become more decentralized. That's a fact. You know, the virus and all of its glory and splendor, and it's, oh, they're making a rerun page, too. Watch what happens. A friend of mine from the military called, and he said, Rick, prep up. This is your order. And he gone. What he was telling me is between now and November, there's going to be a failure in retirement for seniors. And if you think that this virus is an inconvenience, oh, man, it's going to get real weird. And I grew up in Seattle. We don't have a CHAZ, whatever that is. We had the Central District, CD. CD was the black neighborhood because they were less fortunate in Garfield. That's where Jimi Hendrix came out of. So we didn't have prejudice in Seattle. It was a real close town. It's changed. I don't even understand it anymore. I read in the newspaper, and it just doesn't make any sense at all. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Rick, I believe you used the term failure in retirement. What did you mean by failure in retirement?
Well, I got a mouthful. I'm eating breakfast.
Why don't you do that during the break?
Man has a response. What's that?
Why don't you do that during the break?
Okay.
Why don't you do that during the break?
Roger. Oh, thank you. I'm coffee. You know how it is. I'm sorry. I just got up. Okay. Thank you, Lenny. May I have another? All right. Sarge. You're right, of course. And I've had to rethink things lately and how I do what I do. I just was just normally. Welcome to the neighborhood. You know, come on in. But I won't let anybody in my home anymore. No way. Well, you. But
well, Rick, I don't either. I literally people have called.
This guy.
Okay.
It wasn't about Howard Schweitzer. By the way, I'm having to change Howard Schweitzer's name. It's going to be Oak Institute. Why? Matt Abe Averello had these assets that he never used, so he gave me one. But there were strings that I didn't know about. it was going to be a Harry Potter-like school on magic. And that's all. But because of the hiatus and the terrible things that happened to me when I tried to open it, I started to rethink things and had a vision.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Hold that thought.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, during the break, I was looking at the dictionary online, and they removed the word polite, so we don't need to be...
Vinny, you just screwball after it, and this is my spitball. Here we go.
Vinny,
that's great. I love it.
Who's polite anymore, Rick?
What?
Who's polite anymore?
No.
Who's polite anymore?
No, nobody's okay, so polite you're... anymore because everybody's a sucker. Here, watch me. Let's see what I can do.
Rick, so you were talking about Albert Schweitzer University and a name change. What's that all about?
So I talked to Abe for about the last 10 years or so about doing a little metaphysical thing, but for children rather than, like Harry Potter. A little different, but, like Harry Potter school. Super califragilistic. Bang. But during the hiatus, I had a vision, and I tried to pull it off, and one thing led to another, and there were backups failed. How did that work? I mean, in other words, I got it all covered, and it still didn't work. So what happened is I got to thinking about things, and I had an epiphany, like I did when I wrote Holographic Concept of Reality. What happens with me was that I'm going along normal, rude, and non-polite, and then I go, bloop, and I come up with something, and off I go, and everything changes because it's world, like holographic. I was the guy that did that last week. It was a Russian, right, from Moscow. And he settled into San Diego to write on the genome. And he was quoting from his teacher, who almost got a Nobel Prize. And that guy was keying off my work back in the 70s. And so Max Rimpel and I became really good friends. And now there's two generations working with the DNA as a bio-hologram resonant cavity oscillator. Hoorah. And we got to see where we're going on this with proton clouds and what you can do next. Change the movie. All right. What do you want to do? That's the problem. Most people don't realize that all roads lead to Rome. But you need a North Star to know which direction you're going in. And that is the bottom line, because it's all, we're all going to the same place, except some people are going in or backward. Man has a responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. If you start thinking about apocalypse, you can count on it. Now,
okay, so you mentioned that some are going backwards. Rick, the United States. The United States.
Is that something about Chuck Norris running the gauntlet? No. It's called the gauntlet. It's that potlatch. The Indians had a name for it, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you what. When you realize that everything happens for a reason, and everything leads to something better, this, you know, social distancing should have happened 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, knock on wood, hopefully they'll keep it after everything gets back to craziness. I don't know how that's going to play. But when they send our children home 2 months early, and they're not even, and they may not even open in the fall, and there was a new insurgence in the virus, what's going to happen to those children for education? They're going to do it home.
That's a really good point. So when you talked about some people are going backwards, it's absolutely crystal clear to me that our country is going backwards. Now,
some are going that way. The thing is, it's polarized, and because that's what man does. He sees something, and it's either good or evil. It's absolute, and God is neither. The thing is, you can't see the whole big picture, and so what's good for one person may not be for another. Like, if you were born in Pakistan, you couldn't be a Christian because of the country and the way it is. It's not possible. Buddhism is not really a religion, per se. It's a system of beliefs, and they're different ones, that allow more access to the universe. That's why it evolved to that over generations of epochs. And
Rick, hold that thought. We're going into a break. I want to just let our class know that the call screen is lighting up. G, you're up next. And I see another call coming in as well. So we'll be with you right after the break. Dr. Richard Dale.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president, because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Twitter today's hot. Last day.
God, you're.
Take my new
gold.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I just can't believe it. During the bottom of the hour news that we just heard, we heard the term 4th of July weekend. Yeah, we celebrate July 4th because it's the 4th, not the 3rd, not the 7th, it's the 4th. No, it's Independence Day. Independence Day. It's not Hot Dog Day. It's not Barbecue Day. It's not Grill Day. It's Independence Day. And I heard another term, the word leaders. Our leaders. Our leaders. What is this? Our leaders have lost their minds. They have no idea what to do, these people that we have attributed the term leaders to. They're not leaders. They're clueless. That's what we should call them. Clueless. G in New York. Welcome.
Came from Troy.
You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome.
Yeah. Leader came from Troy, base 12. Now, moving forward.
Wait, Rick, we've got G in New York. G, are you there? G, are you there?
Vince, yes, I am, Vince. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
No, can't hear you at all. Bye. Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm not sure how your format works, but are you talking about a certain subject right now?
We're talking about the difference in my educational system that I thought was going to be a Harry Potter-like school, but I had a vision. And guess what? According to Project Looking Glass, if this, my vision, not the method, if the vision happens, a six-year-old's children will never know war.
Rick, let's, I believe I know this student in our class, G. Do I know you?
Of course you do.
Okay, you've never called in.
Hey, I got a New York.
No, I've never called in, and we love you guys.
So
I love it.
Welcome, G. Class, let me tell you who G is. G is a gentleman who I've met. We've been to many conventions together, typically history-type military conventions where there's lots of experts who have been to war, and they share their stories in some of the largest conventions in the country, conventions like the Show of Shows, the MAX, which is the Military Antiques Extravaganza. And so I've known G for years. I haven't seen him for years. He spends a lot of time with our son. And, by the way, G, I don't use the names of our children on the air. And I don't use the name of Mrs. Finelli. So it's Mrs. Finelli and our children, okay? Just so that they don't get harassed because of my behavior.
Totally understand.
So what's happening in New York, G?
Well, we just had the whole Black Lives Matter thing finally come to an end here. But I'll tell you something interesting. I live in Long Island, about a 30-minute train drive from Manhattan. And during the worst of the worst nights, there was a group of guys pulling out ATM machines with their car and chains and hooks. I guess that's a good scam. What happened was when they eventually got caught, the whole gang of 9 or I forgot, maybe 15 of them, they were all from Maine. Maine. Okay? Most of the people that were protesting in Manhattan, there seemed to be a group of maybe about 100 of them that were wearing these black shirts, Black Lives Matter, and a certain weird type of military, like M43 cap. These people were not native New Yorkers. They were asking how to get to where, what train will take me to where. You know, general directions that someone that even that lived out in the suburbs or 100 miles away would know. And we here just think it's despicable. We don't see color here. To us, all lives matter, and we just think that this whole scene was despicable.
New York is the only place when an elevator opens and you can pick a country and a couple. And that's one from Croatia, and the other, the wife is from Spain.
The mayor caved into them. And he's taken $1 billion away out of the police department. And they broke them up, but there's still a small core of them. I don't know what they're waiting for. I guess they're waiting to be arrested, and their wish will be soon granted. But, most everyone here is just...
And you know what? The thing I didn't understand... with the pallets of bricks that were independently laid in different street corners for the rioters. Who did that? What was that for? Did you catch that one?
No, I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, during these riots, the Black Matters, something would deliver a pallet of bricks right for the mob to grab. No construction.
We heard similar stories of one story was someone conveniently showed up with these little bit extra long crowbars because the streets nearby were these several hundred-year-old streets that were still cobblestoned. And all of a sudden, they began handing out these bars. And from what I heard, people were saying, what do you want us to do with us, attack the cops with them? No, they showed them how to pull up these cobblestones to haul off at the police.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I don't understand.
It's just horrible. I've heard about them dumping the bricks and from reliable sources. I totally believe it. It was in more than one spot. A few spots.
I was reading a story last night about these couple hundred protesters. They have pitchforks, and they have descended on the Hamptons. Now, the Hamptons is sort of near you, right? It's a very wealthy area. Mayor Bloomberg lives in the Hamptons. And between 100 cars and a couple hundred marchers went to these very expensive, wealthy homes, including the ex-city mayor, Mike Bloomberg, of New York City. And what they're saying is, tax the rich, not the poor. Tax the rich, not the poor. And they're also saying that the looting is done by the wealthy. Now, that's correct. The looting is done by the wealthy. They have fleeced the little people. Now, what is your... they're also doing something that we predicted would happen. We said that the protesters, and so far it's been peaceful, that they would show up at the homes of the wealthy, the homes of the people who allegedly are in government, positions of representation, those people, and they would show up with wanted posters. And here they are. They've shown up with wanted posters of the people who are in government. Here it is.
Yeah.
And, we said it was going to happen.
Take a spin on.
Ten days ago or so, we said this was going to happen, and here it is. So, what is your take on protesters going to the Hamptons?
That's probably not going to work because their police department is going to protect them, and it's a very narrow entry to get into the Hamptons. The end of Long Island splits to a North Fork and a South Fork, and it's very narrow. Long Island Railroad comes in, but again, they're just not going to let that happen. And besides, most of these wealthy people have their own arsenal. And they're, believe me, they're not going to let people come on their property, I can tell you that.
I've got a side story I want to share with our class. So for years, I wore this silver ring. And it was kind of like a class ring. But it was a little different from, let's say, a high school or college, ring. And and people would say, oh, is that your school ring? And I'd say, it's from my alma mater. And they'd say, wow, can I look at it? And I would take it off. And you know what it said on it?
San Quentin.
Yeah, it is. That's great, man.
Well, do you want to tell that story about how that happened?
I don't remember how you got it. I just remember you got it at the show, and I've been wanting that ring from the second I saw it. Really, I'm always telling your son, I'm like, tell your dad I'll trade him anything he wants for that ring. I don't remember who you got it from. I just know that I think it was made in the prison machine shop.
Yes, because I'm doing a screenplay right now for a book that's called Once Upon a Time at San Quentin. John Golden lives here in Oregon, just up the street, and he was a second-generation guard that took pictures like he wasn't supposed to. And they tell 1,000 words where the code of silence or some of the other mythologies that came out of San Quentin that distinguished it is a difference between penitentiary. Penitentiary was started, by the way, by Quaker to rehab people and bring them back out into society. A prison is about money.
Huh. You're absolutely right about that ring, and it's the most fun when someone asks me about that ring because it looks so different, and I say it's my alma mater, and I say with an absolute straight face.
Oh man!
It might just be from someone that did get out and went to a jeweler and had it made. It's that well done. It is done very, very, very well.
It's probably done on campus. I'm guessing. I can ask John for you if you'd like.
It would have to be a prominent prisoner that, you know, would be allowed. It's in silver, right?
Someone that knew how to use it.
Guys, one at a time, please, because we have we're stepping on each other. Just let one person talk at a time. So, Gene, it's all of us because we have a delay here. But this ring class is absolutely spectacular. If you want to see it, if you want to see what this ring looks like, you can just go to your search engine and you can type in San Quentin ring and click on images and you'll see it. It's a broad faced. Ring, and I believe it could have been made out of a silver dollar, hammered, or it could be sterling. But it is absolutely handmade, and there are not many of them. If there's, you know, maybe a handful, right, G?
That could be the only one. He could have made a couple for his buddies. Since I first laid eyes on that thing, I was like, how can I get this from Vince? He'll never let it go. Remember me in your will.
Hey, G, I'll tell you what. You know, this is the first time you've called in, and I do know G. Class, G, how about someday you come on the air with me and we'll talk about rings, because you are a ring expert. I mean, seriously, class, G is an expert in historical rings. Would you consider that?
Yeah, sure.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. G's called in from New York. G, I have a question for you that probably only you can answer. We've been talking around the dinner table and the lunch table and the breakfast table here at the farm in Missouri with the boys and Mrs. Finelli. And the question that we have asked ourselves is, do we know one person for sure who has had the coronavirus? And the answer is we do not. Now, your wife has a close association with the hospital system in New York. I don't want to say where or her name, but she does. And she's involved with the hospital system daily and has been for years.
Yes.
And you know a lot of people in New York, and New York is densely packed. Do you know of people who have had the coronavirus or people in their families who have had it?
Okay, so she is the clinical engineering director for one of the biggest hospitals right in Manhattan now. She used to work in Long Island, but now she's in Manhattan. Clinical engineering are mechanics. They fix medical pumps, baby warmers, beds, you name it. That's what they have to fix. And they had to go through all these ventilators, and that's another. You could do a whole program on that. Vince, there was a few weeks there where we had so many bodies that they were in two storage trucks that we shared with another hospital down the block. So they had two trucks in a lot, and we had our two trucks in the same lot. Now, the problem is death certificates. We couldn't get death certificates for these bodies. It takes a while, a couple of days sometimes, to get a death certificate, here in New York at least anyway, and the bodies were just coming in so quick, and the people given the certificates were missing and whatnot, and just a total breakdown that people were breaking down. I mean, my wife's guys, she had, I think, she has a team of 23 guys total because it's 24-hour shift, and she probably had half of them come down with it and get very sick. But these are young, healthy guys, most of them ex-military, by the way. But we know a bunch of people that died from corona here. And so, some of them were in perfect health. One guy runs marathons and everything, and a non-smoker, a non-drinker, and he just didn't make it.
Here's the question, G. So cutting right to the chase, would you say, now some people say that the coronavirus is a fake, it's a fraud, it's BS. You're at ground zero. Is it a fake? Is it fraud? Is it BS? Or is it real?
I would have to say it's real. It's just another strain of a flu. There are other coronaviruses. This one is just a new one, you know, that's listen,
the problem with this is that it spreads fast, and most people aren't healthy. That's what the problem is. It isn't the virus itself. It was the virus itself is a normal virus, except that it spreads quickly. That means everybody's going to get it. That means statistically that you're going to have a body count, because right now nobody's healthy. And we're not talking about fat. We're talking about obese in Oregon. And shit, we had 47 deaths in Oregon. Now, is that good or bad? Well, we had that same amount in alcohol, so, well, there it is.
Something else is going on.
And it's
tightly compact areas. I mean, you have 100,000 people using the same railing coming up out of the train station.
Big cities, that's right.
You're going to get people in the Bronx that live in these giant projects. It's a two-bedroom apartment, and there's, nine people living in there.
There it is.
And that's what the problem is. Every single apartment is run.
Rick, one at a time, please. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
Go ahead,
I'm just exuberant.
Go ahead, G.
Tightly packed areas are going to get it. And the other states that were very lucky in the beginning that didn't get it, they Florida, Texas, all of them were laughing at us in the beginning. And guess what?
Right.
They got it now.
Yeah.
They got it.
G, you are a student of history, and you have been before I knew you, and I've known you for probably over a decade. Over a decade. And, because you're a student of history, and because you are so well versed in history, do you see history repeating itself from before to now with the coronavirus? Do you see any commonalities?
Spanish flu. They thought they had it beat. They started reopening quickly, and the same exact thing happened that's happening now. We had that resurgence.
We're going into the top of the hour break. Would you like to stay with us?
Sure. Yeah, I got some time.
Great. Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Dear friend. G is with us in New York. Dear friend. And we refer to G as G, the letter G.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.